Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The UCP in Alberta is going to announce its new leader and premier on October the 12th. Travis Staves is a candidate for the UCP leadership, and he's the former Alberta Minister of Finance. If he wins, he becomes the premier, and he joins us on The Roy Green Show. Mr. Staves, how are you?
Doing well, Roy.
Good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
So why you as leader of the UCP? What would you bring to the premier's position in the province of Alberta?
Roy, I'm confident that I can bring a strong and principled and proven leadership. Right now, leadership that can unite this party and movement, and leadership that can unite Albertans in the spring of 23. We're heading into a general election quite quickly here in the province, and I believe we need leadership right now that firstly can unite party members, the conservative movement, and then go on and cast a vision that Albertans can support. I'm confident I can provide that kind of leadership.
So when you look at your party, and it's a new party, it's a young party anyway, and you formed government with Mr. Kenny as leader and premier, and looked very promising when you won as a party. What went wrong, and how can you, as if you become the leader, how do you heal the rifts within the party?
Well, Roy, the last couple of years, you know, certainly the pandemic has been really tough here in Alberta, as it has been across the country. And I believe it's been, you know, in large part, the pressures around the pandemic that have really created division, quite frankly, division across the province, across our communities in so many areas, and our conservative movement has not been spared of that division. And as I noted, I believe unity is absolutely critical. And I believe I'm uniquely positioned to bridge an important gap or a significant gap that exists in the party and province. And that is what I would characterize as a rural-urban divide. Mm-hmm. Certainly we've all tended to live off in our own silos the last couple of years. And as I travel around the province, I certainly perceive a bit of a rural-urban divide. I believe I'm uniquely positioned to bridge that divide. I've been the Minister of Finance here in the province, been privileged to serve Albertans in that capacity over the last 3 years, and that certainly connected me well into, corporate Alberta and our large urban centers. But I'm a rancher from rural Alberta, and I really believe I'm uniquely positioned to bridge that gap. Secondly, you know, as I travel around the province, I hear from so many Albertans who feel they haven't had a voice, feel they haven't been heard. And, you know, I bring a different, unique leadership approach and style, a style that certainly in my past leadership roles has been one to unite those around the table, to ensure that everyone around the table has a voice. I believe that's critical right now at a time when so many in our province feel they just haven't been heard.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Certainly there's a great deal of dissatisfaction among the electorate, whether it's provincially or federally, anywhere in the country. There's a sense that government doesn't listen to us. And I just had a conversation earlier today with an American guest who was talking about that very reality with Americans, just feel their government doesn't listen to them. But let me ask you this. This is a big issue in your province. It's a big issue across the country. What do you do if you're the Premier of Alberta and the federal government, whoever happens to lead it at the moment is Trudeau, and the federal government brings forward regulations or brings forward legislation and it doesn't, shall we say, cooperate with the interests of the province of Alberta? You know what I'm getting at. How do you, as Premier of the province, deal with that? How do you handle disputes with the federal government over legislations or initiatives they bring forward?
Well, it's going to depend on the issue, but the first thing I would do if I served Albertans as premier is ensure that I protect provincial jurisdiction. And I would certainly be prepared to use the courts immediately whenever I believe the federal government is intruding on provincial jurisdiction. As you probably know, we as a government took a reference challenge against the federal government on Bill C-69, the Federal Environmental Assessment Act. We've won our case at the Alberta Court of Appeal with a 4-1 decision. The feds are going to appeal it to the Supreme Court of Canada. So, again, I would use every legal means to defend Alberta's jurisdiction for sure. But, you know, I would also look to work with other provinces, like-minded provinces. And I think back to the recent case where the federal government was looking to bring in labeling requirements for ground meat products, requirements that really I don't believe we're at all based in science and certainly inconsistent with so many of the other food labeling requirements out there. And you know, we as Western provinces, certainly Prairie provinces, together with the industry, farmers and ranchers, all pushed back on the federal government and pushed them back into their corner successfully. They relented on that labeling requirement. And so, you know, that's encouraging. I believe it is possible to work together with other provinces, bring forward a really, a strong push that's defensible and rational and actually, defend our vital economic interests.
Yeah. How do you respond to the leadership of Pierre Poilievre for the Conservative Party of Canada? He was a guest on this program starting the show today. And does Mr. Poilievre, I know you feel very positively about it, but put that into words for us. How would Poilievre, Prime Minister, work with a Taves Premier of Alberta?
Well, I'm very confident we would work well together. I got to know Pierre when he was finance critic in the Conservative Party of Canada as Her Majesty's official opposition. And I was finance minister here in Alberta, of course, facing some real significant fiscal challenges as we took over from an NDP government. And, you know, it didn't take long in my conversations with Pierre to recognize that we shared, you know, a similar approach, fiscal policy approach. Look, the federal government has deep fiscal challenges right now. And I would expect that Pierre's, you know, fiscal policy approach would largely be that of consistency with Alberta's approach. We've made great progress here in Alberta, bringing the province to balance, to a balanced budget through all 3 years of the fiscal plan. On top of that, Pierre, you know, has roots in Alberta. I believe he understands the West, like perhaps some of the other leadership hopefuls didn't. And I'm confident that we could work well with Pierre here in Western Canada, here in Alberta, to make fundamental changes that would provide more equity within this confederation, particularly for resource-based provinces.
You would also open the door to the party to Drew Barnes, who's been a guest on this program. I spoke with Mr. Barnes several times over the last few years. And Todd Loewen as well. Talk to us about that, please.
Well, you know, again, unity is critically important at this point within our party and movement, and quite frankly, more broadly across the province. And following this leadership race, I believe it's an opportunity to push the reset button. And my leadership style is one that is inclusive as opposed to exclusive. And I would look forward to, and certainly from my perspective, to inviting those members back to work constructively with the government to advance the interests of Albertans.
All right. Well, Mr. Taves, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and we'll see how it all turns out, actually in a matter of days. And if you win the leadership, you become the premier, and I'd invite you to come back and speak to us as the premier.
Roy, I would look forward to that. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
How do you? How do Albertans get a hold of you, and how do they get a hold of your campaign?
Well, maybe the easiest way is to go to my website, tavesforalberta.ca. That's probably the easiest way to reach out. We've certainly got a team that are responding to all inquiries.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.